You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
It is Monday, July 3rd, 2017. And this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Jeff, the King, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Mathematica. My name is Greg Sussman. Happy July 3rd to you all. And this is the final time, gentlemen, that we will be right here starting at this very time. Because starting on Wednesday, because we're off tomorrow, because we're celebrating our nation's independence. Starting on Wednesday, we move back an hour, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern. The Roto Experts, the four of us together, will take you all through football season, the four of us, 7 to 9. And then old school becomes the Fantasy Football Frenzy officially, which has been for like 6 months anyway. Fantasy Football Frenzy, 9 to 11. It's a two-hour block of all, basically all of us together. It's going to be awesome. Very excited for that. Corey, what's going on?
Hey, what's the deal? Looking forward to getting through the day and then, you know, having a good time and enjoying the fourth tomorrow. And then when we come back on Wednesday, it is time for the season.
Corey, you were in the New York Daily News on Saturday. And,
yes, sir.
In the print edition and the version of his four players that he's declaring his independence on is still available on the New York Daily News digital edition of the sports section.
So there you go right there, yeah. The fantasy executive in New York's hometown paper. That is correct, New York's hometown paper, not the New York Post, the New York Daily News.
For now, until, you know. Corey, thank you, man. How's your weekend? You're Corey.
My weekend, I didn't really do nothing. I was just chilling, getting ready for the season. Like, I just locked myself into a room and I'm just grinding until kickoff. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm bringing that information to the people. You know what I mean?
That's
all I did. I ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? While y'all was out partying and drinking and at the beach, you know what I'm saying? I was in the trap house grinding.
Scott, how's your weekend, man?
It was good. I was at Mets Phillies on Friday night.
You was at Mets Phillies. I was getting money.
I was at Mets Phillies, did some interviews for Roto Experts at the park. We got Aaron Altera today, and then spent a lot of weekend doing a lot of research and a lot of work Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just teasing you.
Scotty, how was
Jurassic Park?
That's Matt.
That's Matt.
Matty, how was your weekend?
It was good. Nothing exciting, though, but I'm a little pissed off. Alex Wood is not an all-star.
Yet. He's going to be.
Oh,
yeah. How's the weather today?
The weather's hot. It's hot. It's hot early. It's a little too hot for me.
It's already hot. It's already hot out there.
Why are you asking Matt what the weather
he
is?
Every he day. Always has weather updates every day.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not a weather update. You just turned it into Matt, the meteorologist, yeah. I think.
The meteorologist.
Yeah. The meteorologist. Fair enough. So on the program today, as I said, at the end of the final Sincana and Angle of the pregame show, was that we'll do some declarations. I know you wrote about it in the New York Daily News. We're going to have our own declarations. We shall declare here and now, well, quite a bit. We'll see how willing, on the record, our analysts are willing to go. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turn fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is extremely important this July 4th as you're in the trap house preparing for your fantasy football draft.
Be like me.
Be like the executive and purchase the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, which is available right now at rotoexperts.com. And it gets even better than that because when you enter in promo code
It's not July 4 anymore, right? They changed
4 for 40?
RotoExperts.com/40for4.
40 for 4. You get 40% off for the 4th. There's a lot of 4s in there. It's 40, the number. 4, the word. 4, the number. 40 for 4. 40% off RotoExperts. Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Packets. It is extremely worth it. I recommend it highly.
Limited time only.
Yeah, July 4th is tomorrow, so yes. you probably should do that.
Yes.
as I was saying, on mission declarations, I know you did this in the Daily News, Corey.
Yes.
I read your article. I was very proud to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Greg, and I was happy to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they called me, you know what I mean? So I had to go out there and give the knowledge to the people to help them win championships.
So multi-platform, the fantasy executive.
Who else is going to do it?
I didn't even see this basketball signing until this morning.
Who's that?
Paul Millsap.
To Atlanta?
No.
No, he left Atlanta?
To Denver.
Yep. Interesting.
That's very interesting. I guess you have Jokic play the
few
four.
Signings.
What do you think about J.J. Redick getting $23 million?
We'll talk about basketball a little bit later. The Millsap thing just popped up on my screen. So, a lot of interesting signs late last night. Okay, so you made some declarations. I want to have everybody make some declarations. I have a few topics I'd like you to declare here and now. You're going on the record. I don't need to time capsule this because we're all going to remember it. Because this is a hardcore declaration that you are making in regards to fantasy football. None of this depends on the league. It depends on the time. It depends on your roster construction. No. None of that from any of us today. Today, you are declaring an answer to this question. Because it's Surge Life, you know, independence.
Declaring your independence from losing, yes.
No. Yeah, that's the promo. That's not this.
I don't lose.
This is your Roto Experts in the Morning declaration. Here we go. Scott, here's a player that you are declaring here and now that will be on the majority of your fantasy football teams.
Alshon Jeffrey.
How come?
Wow.
Good ass. Great declaration. Love it. Good start.
He has played 16 games twice in a season. He wants to prove himself with a new team that's going to throw the ball a ton. The Eagles really wanted to improve themselves in the red zone, and the first thing they did was play with Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon Jeffrey is the kind of receiver, great catch radius, great wingspan. No matter where his young quarterback is going to throw the ball, he's going to be able to catch it. That team threw the ball 607 times last year and didn't have a receiver this magnitude. They're going to continue to throw the ball. I am going to say Alshon Jeffrey this year, 80 catches, 1,200 yards, and 10 touchdowns.
That's a big year from Alshon Jeffrey.
Best year since 2014.
I know a lot of people are not high on Alshon Jeffrey either. I know certain people, really myself included, are just kind of like, I'm going to take a bunch of other guys instead of Alshon Jeffrey. So, given that you are declaring here now Alshon Jeffrey is going to be on the majority of your fantasy teams, let me throw some names out there and you tell me if you like Alshon Jeffrey better than them. Cool?
Okay.
All right. Alshon Jeffrey or DeAndre Hopkins?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey or Jarvis Landry?
Alshon Jeffrey's going to score more.
Alshon Jeffrey or Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cooks.
Alshon Jeffrey, Demaryius Thomas?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey, Doug Baldwin. Alshon Jeffrey, Devontae Adams?
So tough. Devontae Adams.
Okay, so it's very interesting. Given what I've learned,
you know he's going to end up on my team because I like him a lot, and he's going to fall to me at a point where I just can't pass on.
Where is he
going
to be ranked at?
It's very interesting because Devontae Adams and Alshon Jeffrey, you have higher than Demaryius Thomas, Jarvis Landry, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, you have him as a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, like the number 12 or 13 receiver here. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't done my wide receiver rankings yet, though. I'll be working on them shortly.
Okay. So we'll find out exactly where he is in a few moments. Matt, before we get to your declaration, what do you think about Alshon Jeffrey?
I think if you get him in the fourth round, that's great. I'm somebody I'm not reaching for, but I do see the potential and everything. I think Scott did make some good points there. Like I said, he's got to stay on the field. You know, they brought him there for a reason. If he can play, you know, a full season, you should be a happy camper.
If he stay on the field and don't be a stiff like Jeff the Skeleton, he should be able to put up his numbers. I still like, you know, Jordan Matthews a lot in that offense too. I did a draft over the weekend. I got Jordan Matthews in the 9th round. He's going as a steal right now. But I think Alshon Jeffrey, they brought him there to be the top target. I like the red zone production. If he's on the field, he can't really be covered, Alshon Jeffrey. You know what I mean? So I like it, but I got Alshon Jeffrey at 21. So Scott is the high man on Alshon Jeffrey. That's why he's declaring. That's why he's making his declaration on Alshon Jeffrey.
I respect it. I'm also not nearly as high as Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know if I can agree with Scott that he plays all 16 games. I need to see it. It's been a while since we've seen Jeffrey play all 16 games. I know Scotty also happens to be the high guy on the Eagles offense in general. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. He went in the third round of the FSTA draft. I know Matt said he'll take him in the fourth. I'm also comfortable with him in the middle of the fourth. I don't know if he drops it that far. Scott, given where he has him ranked, he's talking top of the third, just given the names that I told you he would take, or he announced that he would take him ahead of. Okay, Matty, you are declaring what player, this player here and now, will be on the majority of your fantasy teams.
Danny Woodhead.
Just like, no.
Just like the promo says.
You know, we speak the truth here. You know, I'm looking at pretty much those last two seasons he was healthy, 2013, 2015, if you want to play the odd year, whatever you want to say, I don't really care, but there's so many targets there. Dennis Pitter is gone, and this is a guy that they said already they've been using him in the passing game, you know, even as a receiver and stuff. So I think there's just too much opportunity here. Dixon's gone for the first four games. And even when Dixon comes back, I'm not worried. Danny Woodhead will not be pushed out. He will have a role on this team. And, you know, you got Joe Flacco. Remember, Joe Flacco was second in attempts, second in completions last year.
We talked a lot about Danny Woodhead in recent days. We knew how high Matty was on him. So, Corey, this wasn't a surprise.
No, it does not come as a surprise. I mean, we're hearing if Matt's going to have a lot of Danny Woodhead, we think that his strategy would be to start off wide receiver heavy early and then go snatch up a PPR like back like Woodhead and probably that sixth round range. So I don't have a problem with the strategy. I don't trust Danny Woodhead health-wise. So I would give some other running backs in that same area like a Tevin Coleman, maybe like a Ty Montgomery, a little bit of a bump of Bilal Powell because I'm feeling more trustworthy on what they can do injury-wise. I just don't know if Danny Woodhead can stay on the field. But I have no problem with the pick. Let me tell you something. Those first couple of weeks when Kenneth Dixon is not playing, Danny Woodhead is probably going to win. Like we put our week one, week two, week three, week four rankings out, Danny Woodhead is going to be projected as a running back one just about each and every last single one of those weeks. So while he's healthy and he's out there, I think he puts up RB1 numbers, and you're getting him in the sixth round.
Yeah, Scotty, do you agree with Corey that week one through four, give or take, depending matchups and whatnot, Danny Woodhead will be right on that borderline of RB1 in the weekly rankings?
I think so, because I was talking about it with Tony this morning. While Dixon out, he might get some goal line carries, and when he comes back, I believe the plan is to have him compliment Dixon. Again, we've drummed this to death, though. We will until September. The only worried about it is his health.
Kind of like, I was thinking about this morning, actually. I kind of like Kenneth Dixon. I think that the price is going to be good enough for me to get in on Kenneth Dixon after the first 4 weeks. I see people don't like the suspension. And then to have Kenneth Dixon, who I think we saw last year, is really much better than Terrence West. He's going to come in and really, I think...
Oh, I love Kenneth Dixon.
The Ravens love Kenneth Dixon.
They do. He's going in the eighth round right now, and after week four, you're going to have, I think, a pretty solid RB2, if nothing else.
I'm getting down with him. I got him. That's what I'm going to. He's going in rounds 9, 10, yeah. 11. You can get him as late as that. I can take him there week five, he get back out there, you pop him in your lineup, and I think he has flex appeal, RB2. Like you said, like Matt said, the Ravens love him. So I think he's going to be the guy. Terrence West is nothing special. Terrence West is a ham sandwich.
You made that very clear.
He's a ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Who's not a ham sandwich? Who's the guy that you're declaring here and now, Corey, that'll be the majority of your fantasy teams in 2017?
I mean, I got so many that's already out there. Do you want me to give you a new one, or should I go with,
that's whatever you want to do.
So I can give I can declare my, you know what, let's start right at the top with my son, Jameis Winston.
Okay.
I'm in love with Jameis Winston. I'm going to get his jersey a little bit later on. We've already seen two seasons of 4,000-plus yards passing. We'll get a third season of 4,000 yards passing. You never know. Son might be able to flirt with 5,000. I'm getting real comfortable on his microphone. I almost said the F word just now.
Again.
Son might be able to flirt with 5,000-yard passing. You see the pieces and the weapons he's got around him. He can really ascend into that top-tier fantasy quarterback. So if you're in the league with me and you want Jameis Winston, you better grab him first.
There you go, Corey.
Promo cut.
Corey really wants Jameis Winston. That is the guy he's declaring here and now will be on the majority of his fantasy teams. When we get back, well, you know we're going to have to do the opposite of that. When we get back, you guys will give us a player they are declaring here and now that will not be on a single fantasy team in 2017. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, hanging out
stunts
with you on a Monday. I do want to let you know, Scott said let's dance the mic off and then make sure he got another one in if he turned his mic on. Make it very, very clear.
Little David Bowie.
Happy Monday for you. July 3rd.
Third day of July.
That's right. It's crazy, right?
You already know.
Wow, we're in the thick of the summer now. Once you're on July 4th, you are just like in the prime of the summer.
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
I've been locked in the house, though. That's why.
By your own doing?
By my own doing.
It's a good thing, though, because you're working hard.
Yeah, I'm grinding. You know what I'm
you're
saying?
You're a grinder.
Under 60 days till September.
Oh, here you go right there. I'm ready for kickoff.
It's so hot and nasty in the city. I can't deal with it.
So
I
get
really
out!
Can't.
Go somewhere else!
Can't deal with it.
Go leave! Go to Far Rockaway and sit on the beach.
Far Rockaway?
That's the thing people do.
I'd rather go to Montauk, be honest with you.
I'd rather go to Montauk, too, to be honest with you. It's not something I could do right now. Hey, all right. Corey, we're going to start with you for this one.
Yeah.
I want you to declare, here and now, a player that will not be on a single fantasy team of the Fantasy Executive in 2017.
A player that will not be on a single Fantasy Executive roster.
Not one roster.
Well, obviously, let me see. Because, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about something similar to this the other day. So, I know who I can talk about. How about my guy? I can talk about him. He has a new team now. Adrian Peterson is not going to be on any of my fantasy
team. Not a single roster.
He won't be on a single fantasy roster in 2017. I've already told you. I think Adrian Peterson is pop. We see the Inside Injury app already tells us he's coming into the season with an elevated injury risk level. He's going to play at an elevated level. This guy has had all kind of knee and groin and back and you name it kind of injuries going down the stretch. I don't think his game dictates to today's NFL being a one down back. So Adrian Peterson is a player. Listen, if you want to put him on your team, by all means necessary, go ahead and do so. Adrian Peterson, I have no love for him. And I don't have no love for CJ Anderson either. I gave you one for free. I gave you two for the price of one.
There you go. CJ Anderson and Adrian
40%
Peterson.
40% off. 40 for 4.
We talked about CJ Anderson on Friday's program. And we talked a lot about where we think of him. Adrian Peterson is an interesting one, Matt. Because I know, like, in the right price, you and I have talked about Adrian Peterson. I had no issue with it. Fantasy Executive says no.
No, the right price, I will go after him. But, I mean, Mark Ingram is falling in the seventh round. I'm going to be all over Mark Ingram.
I
don't know what kind of role he has, but the guy just ran for, I mean, he had his first 1,000-yard rushing season, and now we're kind of like in flux with him. But I just think there's too much talent there. He'll make a role work for himself.
I agree with Matt. The talent always rises to the surface. I'm a prime example of that. So as long as you got the talent and you put it out there, they're not going to be able to hate enough to keep Mark Ingram off the field. Because first of all, Adrian Peterson going to be hurt. Second of all, they're going to be like, well, this is the only thing we got in the running game. So there you go
right
there.
So let me ask you a question. Adrian Peterson or LeGarrette Blount? You're just going Blount?
I'm just going Blount. I wouldn't even think twice about that. You know, the lady's on vacation this week. The lady that always be over there by, like, the waitresses, the servers, whatever. You know, so she's on vacation. Because normally when I be hanging over there with the ladies, she always like runs me.
Yeah,
like
I'm
like,
I saw her the other day chasing you away.
Yeah, like I'm like a fox or something.
She's like mother hen.
Yeah. She think I'm gonna get one of her servers pregnant.
Baby skeletons. Scotty.
Don't worry about it, lady. Don't worry. They'll be fine.
Scotty, I want you to declare here now, player, that you will not be drafting on any of your teams, any of the Kings teams.
Marshawn Lynch. I think he's down this road before. I don't have him ranked as high as everybody else. He's 31 years old. He was breaking down during his last year in Seattle. I don't think a year off all of a sudden erases all the mileage that is on the tires there. He's in a good situation, but I just believe that, you know, that his best years are behind him. He might score 8 touchdowns if he stays healthy. And I'm not saying the guy's going to be totally irrelevant. It's just other people are going to be willing to take him higher than I will.
Is he a top 20 back?
He is, yes. But I won't be able... he's not going to end up my teams because other people have him rated higher than I would.
It's funny because if I was doing this, Marshawn Lynch would be my guy too. Scott, we have really rode that boat together here on Marshawn Lynch.
Y'all going to be wrong.
Man. We might be.
I did it. Oh, to peep this team I did the other night. Speaking of which, my running backs are Melvin Gordon and Marshawn Lynch. Wide receivers is T.Y. Hilton, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Jordan Matthews. My tight end is Jimmy Graham. My quarterback is Derek Carr.
I don't love that team.
Huh?
I don't love that team.
You don't like that team? What do you think about it? Greg, I don't. You come on here and criticize me, Greg.
Well, you read the team, asking for opinions.
Melvin Gordon, Marshawn Lynch. Fine. That's 25 touchdowns right there. T.Y. Hilton, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Jordan Matthews, and Jimmy Graham. What am I doing?
I'll tell you that. I will tell you. You want to know what I don't
I would
like
a third. I'd like a better third wide receiver than Cobb.
Or a better second wide receiver than Watkins. Watkins may play 6 games this year.
Watkins may play 16 games this year. If he plays 16...
I don't know what makes you think he's going to play 16 games.
If he plays...
What makes you think he's going to play 16 games?
At some point, he has to.
Why?
No, oh, this is the
did
money
year.
Did
you see on Twitter yesterday somebody went after Sammy Watkins? And I actually stood up for Sammy.
this is the money year for Watkins, right?
Yeah, sure.
They've already said they're not going to opt him back in.
Correct.
He's in a one-year thing. Prove it yourself. He's going to go crazy this
Must
year.
Be the money.
And matter of fact, didn't he make a comment over the weekend about... That, about his draft class is going to break the bank?
Yep.
There you go right there. Come on now. When you got son playing for that bag, I'm going for it. I'm down with it.
He was saying how NFL players need to be paid like NBA players.
Yeah.
And some fool on Twitter was like, well, you got to be on the field for that to happen.
Love it.
And then I responded. I jumped in there.
Nice job. Nice job, Matt.
Sammy will shine in 2017.
I'm not saying I'm going to be overexposed to Watkins like I was last year. But if I could get Watkins in round 4, yeah, do I like him as a wide receiver 2? No, I don't. I prefer him as a wide receiver 3. But when I got dudes like Gordon and Lynch and Graham, I'm kind of like, yo, I'm good with that.
Your wide receiver 3 is Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb stinks.
You don't think Randall Cobb can catch 75 passes, Greg?
No.
So Randall Cobb is going to finish outside the top 30?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Coming off an injury plague season last year.
I don't have Cobb in my top 40.
Wow, y'all are really down on Randall Cobb.
Because we do this every year with Randall Cobb.
How are we doing it every year with Randall Cobb? He had a bad season last year.
How many
passes
years?
Did he... I'm quite sure he's still caught in the 70s. So that's like the dude stung the joint up.
He did stick the joint up. There's no question about that. He got 60 passes last year for 610.
He was beat up.
He's beat up every year.
All right, if you don't listen, I got Jordan Matthews too. So
I like Jordan Matthews.
I got an issue with Jordan Matthews.
Jimmy Graham's on that team.
I think Jordan Matthews. So you don't like.
So you
don't. Values,
so you worry about my wide receiver depth.
Yes,
with Sammy Watkins, though, I don't think just because a guy is going into a big year now, I don't think you can predict a guy will play 16 games. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like the Giancarlo Stanton thing in baseball. If you feel that, you know, at some point it's worth that risk. Because if he plays a full season, the kind of numbers you pull up, he's going to put up, you got to do it.
Well, here's the thing. If I go running back, I don't want to start with Sammy Watkins as my one.
Okay.
But if I'm going, like I said, I've done it before. If I go 3 wide receivers, and I got 2 solid guys there, and he's my third. I mean, come on. This is a guy that can win you a championship if he's on the field. And this is a guy you have to monitor this summer. You have to monitor. Right now, I'm totally cool with everything. He was out there a couple of weeks ago. You know, he was getting involved, more involved than I thought. I really didn't think he was going to be involved at all. So, but there's just, the targets are there. The opportunity is there. Rick Dennison is there. I think Tyrod Taylor takes another step forward. So, I mean, I don't know. I really like him, and I think the talent wins out this year.
I get it. I understand the love. But the other side, the other side of that, very obviously, is his ability to stay on the field. You mentioned the contract year. We've talked to a sports psychologist about that. There are two ways of playing. There are balls to the wall. I'm all out. The year I'm going to get paid, and then there's I am desperately afraid to go across the middle because I think this is
balls to the walls for him this season. He's coming out saying that he's making statements that you know he wants to get paid. His draft class. I think this is
it's Odell Beckham and Mike Evans with the draft class.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is, and he's watching what they've done, and sure. He's looking, you know, he's trying to say, I'm as good as them.
And the thing about it is he really is. He might be the most talented one. I know that, you know, the Odell lovers don't want to hear that. And don't get me wrong, Odell is proving himself.
Pound for pound, right?
Yeah, Sammy Watkins is in a pound for pound discussion. Yeah. He is.
I mean, if you go back to those last nine games of 2015.
He destroyed it.
That shows you everything.
He destroyed it right there. He was unguardable. Come on, man.
He improved so much during that year as a route runner and, you know, catching passes over the middle, et cetera, and being able to take off. You know, before that, like early in his career, he was just like a downfield big hit guy. And then, you know, fundamentally, he took a leap forward.
You don't like Sammy Watkins. I want you to give me somebody your declaration. Give me one of your declarations, Greg.
Sure.
So I can criticize you.
Very quickly, very easily. I will declare here and now. That Randall Cobb will not be on a single fantasy football.
All right.
Touché, my goodness.
You'll miss out on Randall Cobb. You'll miss out on Randall Cobb.
I will be
miss
happy
out.
To miss out on
You're
Randall Cobb.
You're
going to
miss out on Randall
Here's
Cobb.
Here's the thing with Randall
yes,
Cobb.
Yes, I will.
Here's the thing. You don't really have to pay for Randall Cobb. So if I'm getting him, you know.
Where did you draft him, Corey?
I got Randall Cobb. I took Randall Cobb on a 6-7 turn.
Yeah, I'm not. Like I said, I declare here and now he's like a man of my team. So there you go. Maddie, give me the man that will not be on a single Wall Street team this year.
Kelvin Benjamin. Okay. I mean, I know he's a number one wide receiver, but I'll beat the point. He started the season last year, 52 points after two games, and then, you know, there was really nothing. 125 points over his next 13 games. the offense is evolving there. Is he going to be shut out? Absolutely not. He's still a number one on that team, but where he goes, there's so many other ways I want to go and so many other plays I think are better to take.
There you go. Kelvin Benjamin, the man that Wall Street Matt Modica, our high-stakes expert, will not be taking here in 2017. When will we come back? Guess what? We have a hell of a lot more declarations to make. It's our July 3rd Independence Day edition of the Roto Experts in the Morning. You can watch us live on YouTube right now. It's Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Continuing on here on the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube live on the Fantasy Sports Network's YouTube account. Going through some declarations here on a Monday morning, July 4th, Independence Day weekend. I don't know what's happening on that side of the room. That's okay.
What's dancing. Going on? That's Scott.
That's dancing.
Yes. not that you would know.
You're right. Yeah. I would not know it. No. Here we go. Can we play that again, please?
Can we get it back? DJ, select the comeback. Bring the music down so one time.
Play it again.
I will imitate.
I can school him.
We're on YouTube live. I will imitate what we just saw. The Scott angle. Here we go. Ready?
That's not a good impression because as usual you're not keeping the beat. I'll do my Greg Sussman impression of dancing to this.
It's more like this. Wait, that sound.
when you sing. There's no words. When you sing, never, like, and the band is, play Summer 69 so I can go. And the band is titty. And the band is titty.
Wait, I sing the actual words, though.
Yo, we got a good group rocking in the chat room right now on YouTube Live.
Let's just lay it straight since we're making declarations.
Oh, boy.
If we were on a game show, I couldn't hang with you.
Sure.
If we were on a dance floor, you couldn't hang with me.
All right, so there you go right there. That's the declaration that's been made. Hey, Matt Madika, I want to, you know, Wednesday we debuted a new Fantasy Football Frenzy. It's myself. Hold on, somebody sending me a text message. Let me see what's popping. Oh, I can't take that right now, but I'll get in touch with you. So listen, Matt Madika, it's going to be a beef right off the rip because the new Fantasy Football Frenzy debuts Wednesday right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And it's going to be myself, Matt Madika, and the all-in kid Jake Seeley, right? From 9 to 11 a.m., we're going to shut it down. We're going to kill it. But y'all going to have a beef because Jake Seeley is the Kelvin Benjamin guy because Kelvin Benjamin always finishes inside the top 25.
I don't think Kelvin Benjamin was top 25 last year for what
he was. Okay. Top 25 bust.
I'm not a Kelvin Benjamin guy either.
I only do weeks 1 through 16. I don't look at week 17.
Okay.
Maybe that's the route. I don't know nothing about that. But I know, here it is right here. I think he was 35th last season in PPR from weeks 1 through 16. Sterling Shepard had one more point than him.
My man, Sterling Shepard.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so maybe it isn't the standard. I don't know, but Jake seemed to talk him up.
I don't fool with the kid, to be honest with you. I can understand the point that he's a number one wide receiver, but in that offense, I want Greg Olsen, or I'm going to take a shot on these kids. I think the offense is evolving. I mean, Kelvin Benjamin just goes too early. Where he's going, say on that 5-6 turn, there's so many better players.
Yeah, I had looked at an expert MFL 10. Oh, I wish I could pull the joint up if I could find it. It's on homegirl Scott. I can find that.
Corey, I want Devontae Parker over Grande. Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, I'll take that upside. And
you trust that. Ryan Tannehill enough, though?
I don't, but I mean, look at Cam. Cam's coming off a shoulder surgery. He's got new toys to play with.
They're going to be diversifying that offense a lot. They're going to find different ways to use McCaffrey. Stewart's still going to be involved. You got Curtis Samuel as a downfield weapon. You got Greg Olsen. You got Funchess, too, where they're expecting a jump from. Cam is going on to understand that he doesn't have to be the man anymore, and he's going to let his playmakers do the work.
See, I just don't trust the new offense being installed and Cam Newton getting a new offense and them fitting it all together.
It's going to take time.
Exactly.
But the goal is to diversify.
Okay, but my thing
is... It's going to take time, though.
No, you're right. Yeah. It is going to take time, but I don't have... My fantasy team don't have time. Like, you know what I'm saying? My fantasy... It's not a dynasty. Like, I need to win redrafts this year. The kids got to eat this year. Christmas time, I need to be cashing these checks.
2017.
There you go. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
it's not
why
a game.
You can't bank on this offense.
And that's why...
The more I read about Christian McCaffrey, you know, coming out of Carolina, the more I worry about him that he's going to be a gadget guy. They're going to put him all over the place all the time, and I'm starting to think myself Percy Harvin at running back.
No, come on, Scott. You're taking it too far now.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to count on him for consistency.
Look at the receivers going where Kelvin Benjamin goes. Martavis Bryant, Kelvin Benjamin, Willie Snead, Stephon Diggs, Jamison Crowder. I want everybody else over Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin's lethargic. I hate to say that.
That's a perfect word for him.
He's lethargic. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say that. He's like, you know, he fell asleep at the wheel.
Scott, give us a player that you're declaring here and now that is a name that we should mention every day from now until football season on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Russell Wilson. And name
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey.
Yeah, probably over Tyrod Taylor, too. Let's see. A name we should mention every day here on the Roto Expert, Eric Ebron.
Eric Ebron, my man.
There you go, Scotty.
Real cheap, according to the Fantasy Shopping Network.
Yeah, well, you know, they brought in tight ends who are going to block. somebody has to take that role from Anquan Boldin, and I think it's going to be Ebron down the seam in the red zone. This is the breakout year for Eric Ebron.
I'm buying it also. I am with you, Scott Angle. Corey, you have a name that everybody, every single day, the four of us should mention him from July 3rd through September whatever until the start of football season. Isaiah he needs to be mentioned.
I'm going to give you somebody new. Everybody already know my love for dudes like, you know, Isaiah Crowell and Cam Meredith and my fantasy executive guys, players like that. I think a player that we should be James White. James White is going. James White is going undrafted right now. I think White is a player that can help you win a championship. I think he's going undrafted. People don't trust the New England running back situation, and I get it. I feel you. Listen, I don't trust it either. But I think Jimmy. My bad. Sorry, pops. I didn't see homeboy over there. I think James White is a player that is. I think his role is solidified in the offense. So we need to be talking more about James White because he's not being. He's being underdrafted because we've talked about Isaiah Crowell so much. Guess what I saw in a draft that I was in on Saturday night. With the 11th pick of the second round, Isaiah Crowell goes off the board.
He's moving on
Isaiah
up.
Crowell. I have talked Isaiah Crowell into the second round of drafts.
I got him in the fifth round of that online championship I did a couple of weeks ago. I mean, and now I've seen him in the fourth. I've seen him creep into the third. Now you're saying he's going in the second.
He's going in the second round now, Isaiah Crowell. Is that price too high to pay for you?
Yes.
Is that price too high to pay for you, Scott?
Yes.
Isaiah Crowell or Leonard Fournette?
Leonard Fournette.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's a player we need to be talking about too.
Sure,
I have my skepticism
Scott.
About
spit it out.
Not skepticism about Fournette.
Spit back on Russell.
But I think I'll I still take him over Crowell.
Bat.
Play it to my guy.
No, Fournette or Crowell.
I'm gonna go with Fournette, but I think it's very close.
Okay. Matt, who is a guy that we should be talking about every single day here in the Roto Experts?
Sammy Watkins.
Kareem Hunt.
We're just going to say your guys here. Kareem Hunt and Danny Woodhead, basically. I mean, we've done that. We spoke about Hunt every day. I was with my friends over the weekend, guys that listen to the show every day. One guy listens to the show every day, one guy does not, because he's not a nice person, obviously. So he goes, so we were talking about players that we like for this upcoming season, because we're all in a fantasy football league together. And I bring up Kareem Hunt. And one guy goes, what team is Kareem Hunt guy? What team is Kareem Hunt on? And the other guy goes, and you mentioned Kareem Hunt every single damn day on this show.
Okay, you want somebody?
No, I don't. I don't want anybody else because that's your guy. I don't want anybody.
I'll give you a wide receiver.
I don't want a wide receiver. That is your guy.
I wanted to hear it.
We can talk about that in a second because you mentioned an underdrafted player, which is the next declaration we're making anyway. The next declaration was underappreciated players. And you want to use Isaiah Crowell as a guy we're talking about every day? Then to me, James White fits that underdrafted model because James White is a guy that we saw should have been the Super Bowl MVP. When we talked about James White here on the show, I mentioned Deion Lewis, I mentioned the Patriots, I mentioned Bill Belichick, and so on and so forth. And yet here you are, Corey, still kind of talking about James White. Where is James White going? Because you're saying he's going underdrafted. Where should he be going?
Right now, James White is going in about 11th round of PPR drafts, going behind Duke Johnson, going behind CJ Prosize. James White is going in the same spot as damn Kenneth Dixon. Kenneth Dixon going to miss four games. James White is going to outperform Duke Johnson. He'll outperform CJ Prosize, even though Prosize is a player I like. I like him more than I like LeGarrette Blount. I like him more than I like Kareem Hunt. So I'm the high man on Jimmy White. Jimmy.
I agree with Jimmy White, though. I think he's a guy that definitely needs to be talked about.
Okay. Where, Scotty, would you take James White?
Oh, you know, if he's like there in the 13th round, I'll take a flyer.
Okay, but well, he ain't going to be there.
I don't trust any running back in New England except for Gillis Lee this year.
Wow, that's 13th round. That's crazy. You'll never get him.
He's probably not going to end up in any of my teams.
So there you go. Matt, who's a player that's underdrafted right now for you?
Underdrafted is Kenny Britt. I just don't get why this guy goes in like the 11th round and stuff. Look, he's proven he can play with a horrible quarterback, horrible offense. I think Cleveland's going to be a better team this year. I like him more with Cody Kessler at the helm than, say, Kaiser. But I think this is a guy that just goes too late. And another guy not to write off is Marvin Jones. I'll throw that in.
Oh, boy.
Like Corey, I'll give you two for one.
I'll write him off.
You writing off Marvin Jones, yeah. Scott?
I'm not doing it. I kind of like Marvin Jones' value. I think
you got to look at his
player.
Price. You got to look at players' prices,
I agree.
Too. I mean, they're going to throw the ball. That's an offense that goes through the air. I mean, if you're believing that Amir Abdul is going to, you know, suddenly become great, then maybe not.
That's an offense that's like throw a lot and to guys to get yardage after the catch. And I don't think Marvin Jones is a yardage after the catch guy.
PPR, baby.
So there you go. I think Marvin Jones could be in for a bit of a bigger year here in 2017 to be a little more consistent. I think touchdowns could be there. I like Marvin Jones, especially at the value he's at. It's not going to cost you anything in drafts. I think he could bring you something back. When we come back, we pause the declarations for a bit, and we get into Roto Experts at the Park. Next.
Hey, fantasy nerds. Here's a question for you. What do mozzarella sticks and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network have in common? They're both awesome apps. But seriously, download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app right now and get all your favorite shows and fantasy advice at the touch of a tiny icon on your screen. Snapchat and Instagram aren't going to help you win a fantasy football title, but the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app will. So go get it now on Google Play and iTunes.
I'll back you up.
This is the beginning of the song. I don't know where to chime. I don't know where to come in, so I'm confused. This porch, the song I used to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, it would now be never. There. Those were the best days of my life. All right, we're back here on the Roto Experts. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to give it to him. It's Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're pausing the declarations for now. We have a fun hour number two ahead because we have more declarations on the program. We're getting a little bit of the NBA free agency. And with Wimbledon upon us, we're going to see
Wimbledon,
yes.
What's going on with that?
I want to see how many of the top five seeds we can name.
Okay.
Just to see what our knowledge is here, the four of us combined. I haven't looked yet either. All right, that's what the plan is for the next hour. But right now, Scotty, you had an opportunity to go out to City Field with the Phillies in town and talk
Fieldies.
To Phillies outfielder Aaron Altherr.
Yeah, it was a small turnout. Aaron Altherr, I got to speak to him. And he's been a tremendous, tremendous fantasy addition early in the year. He was injured at the beginning of the season. But I worked a lot with Matt Stairs on his approach during spring training. And here's an excerpt of my interview with Aaron Altherr.
It's quicker to the ball. I lowered my hands a little bit. And it's helped me be a lot shorter and quicker to the ball. And, you know, maybe it's timing has been better. So, you know, I'm able to be on time more and get more lift on it on certain pitches.
How much of a help has Matt been with you throughout the season? Because it seems like you're having a pretty good breakthrough season this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely helped me out a lot. He came to me wondering if I wanted to change something, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try it out. And we worked on it probably halfway through spring training. We started working on it, and it's been working well so far. And he's definitely helped me out a lot.
There's a lot of buzz about hitting coach Matt Stairs, about how he helped Altherr in the spring. He's a new hitting coach. Also, Tommy Joseph, he's not new to the Phillies. He's new to the Phillies, not new to the majors. And the results have been there for Altherr. Just 70 games, 275 at-bats, 282, 13 homers, 4 steals. From the limited time that we saw him last year, the strikeout rate is certainly down. He's had a BABIP of 348. He's hitting 282. And he's been a real, real, real nice find. Actually, you hear this interview more, like Max Kepler. He's from Germany. He's originally from Germany. His father played professional soccer in Germany. And you'll hear about how his dad, like, helped prepare him to play professional sports.
Really?
All of that, Roto Experts on demand. Whenever you're listening to us, the app, of course, SoundCloud,
don't care about that.
Google Play, iTunes, you can listen to all of Scotty's interviews at the park. with Roto Experts at the Park on demand. Check it out right now, along with checking out the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package available right now. RotoExperts.com. Use the code 40, the number.
40.
For the word.
Four.
40 for four. You get 40% off. It is a massive discount. As Scott told me, the biggest discount we have ever given on the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Package. It is well worth it, my friends.
Christmas in July.
It there you go,
Christmas
man.
In July.
Turn your microphone on.
Christmas in July is what it is.
And check out the latest, including the ADP duels, the award-winning ADP duels from the FSWA from Brandon Murchison. He compares Isaiah Crowell and Carlos Hyde. Who should you take when you're on the board?
That's
you're
a no-brainer.
That
what does he say? I mean, I know.
You'll have to read to find out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If he doesn't
it's close to him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to read this during the break, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because if he says Carlos Hyde,
we're about to start dancing.
We might have to call him off and just have him fight with the fantasy.
I don't want no parts of that, son. That Scott got a little groove going right there.
All right, when we come back, I want to get into a little basketball from the weekend. We'll get back to the declarations in a bit. It's a major free agent signing, some major movement. Let's talk about that on the other side. It's Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning. Starts now.
Hour number two. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you over there. On the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network, alongside Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Scott Angle, I am Greg Sussman here. Remember, exclusive Edge package available now. 40 for 4 is the code. Today and tomorrow, it's a brand new code. It is truly a special discount. Make sure you get in the game. Corey, a lot of NBA news and notes, of course, from the weekend. Paul George is now a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I thought it would be Blake Griffin from the beginning. They wind up, and if you look at what they did, they basically traded Serge Ibaka for Paul George.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it was what they, it was, the Ibaka trade was Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis for Ibaka. And now they traded those two guys away for Paul George. So, Paul George for Ibaka seems like a win for OKC.
Yeah, it seemed like definitely a win for OKC. Now you put that dominant score to go back out there with my man Russ, the MVP candidate. So, I mean, the MVP, not the candidate. So, good move for them. I don't think it changes the balance of power in the Western Conference too much, though.
Good trade. Good move, though.
No, it's a good move. They should be back in. They should be back in the mix. But I still, obviously, that I mean, the Western Conference is top heavy.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So are the Knicks kind of like the 76ers without the young talent and the draft picks?
Well, I actually just read a Frank Isola column on this, and basically he loves what the Knicks are doing. He's like, what are you going to do, go sign all these overpriced old guys? You might as well just stick up the joint, get younger, get cap space, and figure it out. So I have no issue with the Knicks are doing. Kyle Lowry and the aforementioned Serge Ibaka, they stay in Toronto. Corey, is that a surprise to you?
No, I thought Lowry would have been. I thought Lowry would have been out. To be honest with you, yeah, I thought Lowry would have figured out a way to get up out of that camp, but he's still there. So, you know, it is what it is. Nothing to see here, in my opinion.
Jeff Teague heads to Minnesota. Taj Gibson.
Scott looked lost.
Jeff Teague and Taj Gibson both head to Minnesota to reunite with Tom Thibodeau. Is that a surprise to you, Matt? Oh, no, I mean, not Teague back is to reunite, but Taj Gibson and Jimmy Butler both reunite with Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota. He's getting the band back together.
Yeah, he's getting his guys, which I guess is good. I was kind of surprised that Rubio...
Rubio traded to Utah, opening up the Jeff Teague move.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. The Rubio move was a little bit surprising to me when I saw that, but whatever.
Whatever. Where do you think Gordon Hayward ends up?
I think Gordon Hayward ends up in Boston.
You think he does go to Boston?
I think he goes to Boston.
You think he goes to Boston? He had a meeting with Boston yesterday. The day before that, he had a meeting with Pat Riley and all the guys down in Miami. And then today, he takes his final meeting with Utah. By the time we are back on the air on Wednesday morning, I expect we'll know where Gordon Hayward is going to play.
Yep.
So, the latest move, which came out late last night, was that Paul Millsap leaving Atlanta takes a deal with Denver, and it looks like they will not re-sign Danilo Gallinari now. And they're going to build with Nikola Jokic and Paul Millsap as that front court. I like what Denver's doing. I know there's not going to shift the balance of power in the West or whatnot, but they are young, and they're improving. I like what we're seeing out there with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, no, not bad. I mean, I'll say one thing real quick. The NBA free agency keeps going.
It's fun.
The NHL was like 5 minutes. Boom.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get back into the declarations. Our declarations here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Continue next.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Here it comes. I actually didn't say it. You make my heart sing.
I love the Jimi Hendrix.
You make everything.
Actually, Major League 2 was on Saturday night.
Really?
And I was like, I only watched a little of the beginning, but I was like, as soon as the fantasy exec gets his first starring role in a movie, I'm expecting to get the cosign. He'll be Black Hammer, and I'll be White Lightning.
There we go.
Billy Hayes and Jesse Ventura.
It sounds like you like Major League 2 a lot, more than other people do.
I watched the first 15 minutes of it, and then I made my point.
We're in the back in the declarations. Woj just reported that the Milwaukee Bucks have a meeting set up today with Derrick Rose.
Oh God! Yeah. We're still doing
Bucks
this
supposed
thing.
To be good like every year, and then now
well, they were good. They suffered major injuries last year. They lost to Barry Parker with another torn ACL. Yeah. They made the playoffs. They're good.
Brogdon,
they're making the playoffs. I don't.
They're good. The Bucks are improving, man. I think so too. I just don't like Jason
I'm with
Kidd's
you there,
coach.
But like,
no. But I'm saying I hear this every year. Like the Bucks are going to be good. They're going to make a move.
So basically,
Brogdon was rookie
each
of the year,
the rookie of the year, and the most improved player of the year. So they've lost one of their best players to a season-ending injury each of the last 3 years. It's they can't stay healthy.
We're hearing the Knicks don't want to, probably go back to Rose. They came out yesterday and said they're probably not going to trade Porzingis either.
Well, they're not going to trade Porzingis.
They were never really trading Porzingis.
Correct.
Unless they got
seven
draft picks from the Celtics and somebody back.
100%.
Hey, Greg, people in the YouTube chat, Kenny said to ask you about Bishop Shankey.
Kenny likes bringing up Bishop Shankey.
Yeah, the Bishop Shankey argument was legendary.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I did not win that argument.
Nope, you didn't, Greg. But it happens, though. It happens. There's plenty of Scott has lost over the course of the years.
Plenty Corey's been wrong on.
Like what?
I don't keep
Sandy
count.
Sandy Watkins last year.
I don't keep count like you did.
I just caught one. That was easy.
Okay, that was a good one, Greg. That was a good one.
But Miller last year.
Lamar Miller was horrible last year.
You liked him last year.
I had him in one league. And he wrecked me.
All right, here we go. This is a fun
Let's
one.
Do it. Greg, we wasn't together last year, Greg.
I was on the radio with you times last year.
When we got to drafting, I was gone already. Like serious drafting, I was gone already, yeah.
All right.
Not by my own accord.
You know what? I had a conversation.
Somebody gave me an assist.
I think we had that conversation right after the NFL draft. Is that possible?
Maybe that's what it was.
Right around the NFL draft.
Maybe that's what it was. But I was I liked him a little bit more than I normally did last year. But now I don't want to see him again in my life.
This is a fun one.
I'm going to block him on Twitter.
Corey Parson.
Yo, let's do it.
Give us a player that you are declaring here and now that the person to the left of you on the show will be drafted.
That the person to the left of me will be drafting.
That's me.
I know who it is. MF.
The left is this way.
I know who it is. Yeah. MF.
I'm not so sure the last few days. You know where right and left is.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you who he's going to be drafting. Looking at his rankings, I think he got Davante Adams at number 9. So Davante Adams will be on some Scott Engel teams because he'll be pulling them up the board.
Scott, is that true? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Davante Adams, will you start a team with Davante Adams and Alshon Jeffrey?
But you got to.
I could see doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you
would take Adams in round 2.
Do you think Adams round 2 and Jeffrey round 3?
No, if I went 2 running backs to start, I'd 3 and 4.
No. You're not getting them there, though. That's not how it works.
If I'm going receivers early, though, there might be somebody better on the board than Jeffrey.
What have you drafted?
You got him ranked in the top damn 12, Scott.
No, I haven't done my ranks yet. Maybe like 15, though.
He's not 15. I just did
Jeffrey, I'm talking about.
Jeffrey's number 13.
Start a draft that way. It depends on where I'm picking from.
If you're at 3 overall, Ezekiel Elliott, let's say.
Right.
Zeke.
You come back around. Given where you have Davante Adams, Davante Adams could be their next wide receiver pick in the second round.
It's possible. But
and
you said start a draft.
Would you start a draft Ezekiel Elliott, Davante Adams, and then an Alshon Jeffrey?
It's very possible,
okay.
Yes.
That's what I was looking for. Okay.
That's why you don't win chips.
Ooh. I won chips long before you started.
That's why
you're still proving yourself. I'm established.
You recently
started winning.
You take Matt. You talk about a player
so,
to the left.
So wait, hold on a second. So I haven't won a championship in 2 years, and you say I want to have winning chips. So then, but you brag about 27 championships from the Yankees. They haven't won since 2009. So by your theory, they don't win chips either.
Moving the goalposts.
Okay, so, Scotty. Oh yeah, okay, Matt
makes a lot of sense.
Scotty. Name a player to the left of you that has not been. Name a player that has not been mentioned today. That the person to the left of you, or actually for you, the right of you, will be drafting.
Oh, you're going to
me. I was already preparing for the left.
Okay. So. You got audible, Scott.
I'm switching up. You're to the right.
Of course, audible, keep up though. He's audible, a little like, slow on the take these
audible,
last few
the person
days.
To the right of you will be drafting in 2017. That we have not mentioned today.
That we have not talked about on the program today, Scott.
Yes.
I'm going to say because he believes this guy is going to have a huge year, just like me. I think he's going to be drafting Dez Bryant a lot because Dez is coming off maybe the most quietest offseason of his career where he can just have that room to, you know, just focus on football. And he's got such a connection with Dak Prescott. I think you're going to see Corey taking a lot of Dez Bryant.
Scott, let me follow this up. Would you take Davante Adams or Dez Bryant?
Dez Bryant.
Okay. Yeah. So you're super in.
I'm very in on Dez Bryant.
Super in on Dez Bryant this year. Corey, I know you are as well.
Yeah, it's tough to figure out how to draft him, though, because I almost feel like I'll take him in the first round.
You will take Dez in the first round.
Yeah, that's how I got him ranked. But nobody else has him ranked that way. So I'm
like,
looking
why
at.
Why should you do it?
Exactly. It's really no reason to. If I can start a team with AJ Green and Dez Bryant, or with. Devonta Freeman and Dez Bryant, I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? So, T.Y. Hilton, Dez Bryant. So, probably at that back end on the turn. Yeah, I'm scooping up Dez Bryant. I'm seeing him drop way far in drafts. That's going to have to change as we get ready to get closer to August and we really get hot and heavy over the course of the next month. Because Dez Bryant was a beef. We talked about how he finished last year. Down the stretch, when he came back from the injury, him and son, Dak Prescott, they got that thing really rocking and rolling out there. You look how well they played in the playoff game. The chemistry is there. Full off season for both of them. Everything remains the same. I don't know why people are hating on Dez. Oh, I know why. Because Dez Bryant is only going to play 13 games. That's why.
Question for you two. Dez Bryant or Doug Baldwin?
Dez Bryant.
Are you concerned, Corey? I had a conversation with people over the weekend. Are you concerned about the right side of the Cowboys line?
Yeah. Lyle Collins is going to have to step up and play now. Like, you know, he's had a couple years to learn. Don't have Big Ron Larry there. Obviously, Doug Free, the penalties has been a problem and an issue over the years. But the kid can really block and run blocking is his specialty. Run blocking is going to be tough. Lyle Collins has to step in there and take over that role left open by Larry and get the job done. So it's going to be interesting to see. The Cowboys offensive line is probably more than likely not going to be as dominant as they were last year, but my guy going to coach him up, though, so I'm not really tripping off it, but there's a little bit more worries on that run blocking.
For the record, I have Baldwin 9, Dez 10.
Why are you so low on Dez Bryant?
I don't know. I have him 10th of a wide receiver.
I understand that, but it seems that out of the table, you're clearly the lowest on him.
I just think Doug Baldwin is the offense there, too. He is he's been on the field. I think he also has a shot to get back to double-digit in touchdowns. I don't despise Dez Bryant. I've started A.J. Green and Dez Bryant, like he said. I'm totally cool with that. I just look at Baldwin as just a more secure option. Dez may have some more upside, but yeah, that's why I have him 9-10. I mean, it's really not that different, but I will go there. And I think, you know, getting a Baldwin allows you to take some risk on, say, with your third receiver.
Yo, the people in the chat on YouTube Live is wild right now. They asked me a crazy... Hey, my man Baby Blue asked me a crazy question. The answer is no, it's not my type.
You just responded in the chat.
And neither did Ronis.
Scott, boy, because you prepared for the last question so well, I do want to give you the opportunity. Please name someone to the left of someone who the person to the left of you will be drafting on one of
the
guys
who I also didn't get to say who I felt was criminally underdrafted as well will be Robert Woods, because you know they're going to start to make more progress with that passing game. I think he's going to be the number one target. I think he's going to be a guy who's good when Goff has to look at somebody on the sticks for first down. That Robert Woods is going to be a guy that you know that he's going to draft, and then I'm going
to
draft.
He's buying into to the Rams rebound, like I told him to last week.
I'm not
week.
Buying into a Rams rebound.
You up well. So this
I
year.
Just like Robert Woods.
I told you I was going to help you get your form back this year.
You just started winning. I like I one player on the team. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who was the player last week, Greg, that it was like, oh, yeah.
I don't like Todd Gurley. I'm not in on Todd Gurley, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on Todd Gurley. I'm going to do an expose on Todd Gurley.
I like Todd Gurley. Matt, I'm going to give you the opportunity to see how well you know the people all around, on this side of the table. Who am I going to draft? Who's Scotty going to draft?
I got a guy for you.
You got a guy for me. I'm excited to hear about it.
Love it.
Stick around. Roto Experts in the Morning Declaration Day here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot, because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
You do drive me crazy, Scott.
That's what I'm here for.
All the Roto Experts this morning. Drop me crazy.
Scott got the air guitar rocking.
Remember the video?
I do.
Like guys are like this.
You can't say like this because no one on the radio knows what you're talking about.
I'm doing it for YouTube though. Kind of hopping forth.
Yeah, at least describe it with words as well.
Like they just used to hop forth.
Speaking of YouTube, inside the YouTube chat, Corey, there's a lot of questions about Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, people were worried about Ezekiel Elliott and the legal things. Listen. I think once NFL investigation, if they're really investigating, I think they're only picking with him because he's a Cowboy, to be honest with you. But
oh boy.
I think once they go through the investigation, I think Zeke Elliott will be cleared. I think it's some text messages that the NFL likely already has had their hands on, that where the young lady was talking about how she wanted to get him in trouble. I think this was a girl in C-Bus, whatever. And I think he had a couple pieces down in Miami or something. I think she got upset, whatever. It's, you know, I'm not trying to downplay it. I don't know what happened, but this is the story that I keep hearing about Ezekiel Elliott. I think, you know, this happened in February 2016, so I feel as if we would have had some kind of something by now, if there was something legit right here. I understand where there's smoke, there's fire, but I'm drafting Zeke as if he's going to be there. And what's a domestic violence suspension if he does have one on the first offense?
In the NFL, really it's lighter it than a weed suspension.
You never know, but you can't sit here scared about this. I agree with that. You know, the fact that, like, if something was going to happen, I think we would have heard about it. You know, they talk about Zeke, what he did at that parade, and, you know, that in Seattle, he went shopping for some grass and whatever. You hear all this stuff. I don't see anything to it. Yeah, he's still top three running back. As far as being picked on as a Cowboy, I don't agree with that, but all the rest I do.
And the PPR, Scott, would you take Ezekiel Elliott or Antonio Brown?
I would take Ezekiel Elliott. You know why? Because he reminds me of guys like when Lynch and Peterson were in their prime, they ran for so many yards and so many touchdowns that the fact that they didn't catch a lot of passes, their other numbers were so inflated that it didn't matter.
Well, one of what's interesting, and I started a draft champions, a $400 one, and in that one, the number one player selected
was Antonio Brown. He's the safest guy. Well, I don't know. Johnson is safe too, and so is Le'Veon Bell.
But you know, he's just I think he's the safest because of the position too. You know, he's not going to be taken. I mean, he's just year in, year out. I mean, so durable.
I mean, he's a beast. I ain't seen him a lot on social media this week. He must have something going on.
I'll say this about Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think anything is going to happen to him as long as he doesn't do anything stupid going forward now.
Rest I agree of the with summer.
I think he's on double secret probation, but I don't think he's going to be suspended.
And I agree with Matt on this one. I think the biggest thing for Ezekiel Elliott right now is to get through the month of July and get to training camp. Once we get him in training camp, then we're good to go. You know what I'm saying? Get the big dog back out there, you know, running over the New York Giants.
And losing. Like he has his entire career, which is 1 year.
Just saying. Division champ.
Division champs indeed. But they ended up the same place the Giants did, on the golf course.
The week later.
1 week later.
Mm-hmm.
To the same team the Giants lost to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They met Scotty and Russell Wilson.
This is a playoff conversation. You're not in it as a Bills fan.
Matt, name a player, the person to the left of you will be drafting this year.
I think the person to the left of me will be drafting Michael Crabtree. He likes value. He likes touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were talking about Michael Crabtree since the end of last year.
I sure have, and I'm going to be drafting him. You're absolutely right. I will be drafting Michael Crabtree.
Are you worried about the third-year breakout of Amari Cooper?
No.
Not at all.
I'm not worried about it. I think they can both be good.
Yeah.
Right. I think Cooper does have a good year. I think Crabtree does have a good year, too, right? Amari Cooper had over 1,000 yards last year. Crabtree was still awesome. So why can't
but Amari Cooper might cut into that touchdown work this year. And Lynch might cut into that touchdown number this year.
He might, but I think Derek Carr really trusts Michael Crabtree inside the red zone. So I'm
going to say they do.
They
have
got a connection there.
They really do. A nice rapport.
Nice rapport indeed. Okay, rapport. So you're correct about that, sir.
Scott, you'd rather Michael Crabtree or homeboy we were talking about earlier.
Who's the homeboy?
Devontae Adams?
The other guy. Alshon Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, you knew that. I'd say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Scott,
yes.
I will say Samaje Perine.
Sam Perine.
Say it again, I'll blow your mind.
Next.
Yep. Sam Perine, Scotty. How high is he now? How far has he climbed?
In my personal ranks, it's just like, you know, I like the guy. I don't see him moving up on ADPs, though.
No. For you, I don't care about the ADPs. I care about your ranks.
Well, you know, I think, you know, he's definitely top 30 to me, but I haven't done my RB ranks yet, and I haven't finished them. You know, I'm going to be very soon, but you know, I like this kid a lot. You know, it's I think he fits perfectly behind a good offensive line. He's got good vision. I feel like Rob Kelly's more of a tackle breaker in a different kind of sense, though. But I think when you look at him, he's a smooth power runner who knows how to pick the hole and hit it very quickly. I think he's going to fit really well there. I think he's going to be more dependable than Rob Kelly.
Corey, let me ask you this: would you rather own in 2017 Sam Perine or Derrick Henry?
Oh, that's a good one right there.
That is a good one.
Oh man, I mean, I think the camp battle with Fat Rob is going to have to be, you know, the determining factor, because obviously Perine is could be a starting running back while Henry is still going to be a reserve. If they both come into the season as reserves, I'll go with Derrick Henry, the better player.
If I knew they were both starting, I would say Henry.
Or they're both related. What if they're both not starting? Which is a better chance.
No, I'm saying, since they're both. What the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, if they were both had the same opportunity, I prefer Henry as a more talented runner, especially as a goal line guy. But I think P. Ryan's got a good shot to beat out Kelly, whereas it just ain't happening for Henry to beat out Murray. So
No.
B-Ron.
That's Murray's
B-Ron,
game.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's, Matt, is a player I wanted to talk about last week because we haven't really talked about him all that much here in 2017. I know Corey was extremely high on him last year, but DeMarco Murray really had an incredible year. And Derrick Henry had his moments, but you know he didn't have the break that I think Corey may have expected. Here, Henry is now back for year two. I don't know if Murray has the year he had last year. But I like Derrick Henry. He's a guy that, you know, he in the FSCA draft, for instance, he went in the 7th round, I think, which is a little too early. But remember, it's a 14-round draft. 14-person draft, rather. I like Derrick Henry. I don't think he costs you that much. I think that second half of the season or in the middle part, I think there is value to be had when it comes to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going in the 9th round or 10th round, I definitely like him there. Some fool took him with the first pick of the 6th round yesterday.
Where is he going in NFC draft?
He's going around 100, I believe, is his ADP.
So he's 100 ADP over there. For Fantasy Pros, he's 89.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go too crazy with him right now. I still think it's going to be Murray is going to be the main guy. I really like the player. And if he, like Corey says, if he ever gets that job, say Murray goes down. You know, it's perfect. That perfect situation, smash mouth, everything, goal line carries. We've seen what he can do.
He's going to catch the football.
With a couple of flashes last year. So, I like him in that aspect.
He's an RB1 if Murray goes down. I'm talking about an easy RB1.
I think so.
I think he's one of the best number two running backs in the NFL. But the problem is not only you got Murray there, but now they have, you know, they have a lot of options there in the passing game, too. So that really, like, curbs his potential.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Derrick Henry than Doug Martin.
Would you rather have Derrick Henry or Kenneth Dixon?
I'll take Kenneth Dixon.
It's a little tough. I might have to lead with Scott because I know how much Baltimore believes in Kenneth Dixon.
Sure.
So he should get that role. I don't think Terrence West is going to do anything spectacular. He could be good, but I don't think he'll do anything spectacular that we have to really worry about Kenneth Dixon.
Derrick Henry or Kenneth Dixon?
Derrick Henry or Kenneth Dixon. That's a tough call right there. I like both players a lot. I mean, you got one guy who doesn't have a starting job, the another guy that's going to miss the first 4 games of the season. Give me the dude. In a slight nod, I'm going to go with Kenneth Dixon.
And I think it all depends on what your running back situation is at that point in the draft too.
All right, here we go. Give us a player. Scott, we'll start with you. Give us a player that will be the most overdrafted player in 2017. Declare it, baby. Declare for us here and now.
Most overdrafted. Easy. I mean, I was actually looking at an expert mock the other day, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers was going in the first round. You don't need to do it.
Okay, so I don't think that's fair. Because you may not need to do it, but Aaron Rodgers is the number one overall player in fantasy.
Yeah, but you don't look at what the number one overall player is. That's not what you draft for. When you look at relative value at quarterback, you know, you can wait on quarterback. You don't need Aaron Rodgers to win your league. And anytime you take a next quarterback that early, in the first 2 rounds, I think you're making a mistake.
That was a single quarterback league?
What's that? One quarterback league.
There's a million ways to win a fantasy league, though, as you said.
Well, this is my statement, not yours.
I understand. Yeah. To me,
but Scott, you can't say that the guy that's going to finish with the most points is going to be overdrafted. Nobody's going to outscore him.
But that's not what we look for when we're playing fantasy football. We're not playing in a total points league.
We're not playing a total point.
No, we're not. But
I
want to
have the most points. If I have the most points, there's a good chance I'm going to finish number one.
And all leagues should implement.
You're not going to have the most points at every position just because you have the top ranked quarterback.
Go ahead. Well, it's not my turn. I can wait.
Make it your turn.
I can wait till after the break.
Well, you don't want to say it now, the player. We're going to wait.
I don't want to rush.
I'll say this as far as quarterbacks and the difference when you do play in a points league. you know, Tyrod Taylor and Drew Brees. It's like 97-point difference last year. That makes a big difference if you're getting rewarded for the most points in the league.
All right. Quick question. One last Derrick Henry one I wanted to ask you, Scotty, quickly. Derrick Henry or CJ ProSize?
Derrick Henry.
All right. There you go. Take a break. Roto Experts in the Morning continues on the Fantasy Sports Network, the Fantasy Sports YouTube Live next.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
We're back here, all the Roto Experts in the Morning, making fantasy declarations for 2017. Scott the King Engel, you said Aaron Rodgers, the most overdrafted player in 2017. You'd like to revise your statement.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill, actually. You know, where he's going sometimes in the fourth round. You know, this is a guy who didn't even have a 100-yard game last year. He was a gadget player. I think a lot of people are assuming, and I always talk about this, I always say this, opportunity leads to production. You get boosted opportunity, that doesn't mean the production's going to increase. I think a lot of times when you deal with these gadget type of players, you can't rely on them. Every week now, Tyreek Hill may be placed in the top cover corner or is going to be the top focus of a defense where he's going to get bracketed or you get a lot of focus in a zone. I just can't see him living up to it. I'd rather wait way later and get Taylor Gabriel in the same mold.
Oh, you can't compare those two players, Scott. No, you can't do that.
I wouldn't compare.
You can't. No, you cannot compare them.
But I do like Gabriel late.
No, wait. You got to listen to what I'm saying. You got to get Tyreek Hill in the fourth round. I get Taylor Gabriel in the 12th and still get me a gadget type of player.
But is the production going to be the same?
It might be.
No, there's no chance it's not going to be the same. You're talking about a guy in Tyreek Hill that's a part of the offense in Kansas City. You can't ignore what he did last year. He's going to have a bigger role in the offense this year. Taylor Gabriel needs an injury to get the kind of work.
Taylor Gabriel last year, pretty much, you know, he's a gadget player. Maybe he won't exactly match the number.
Taylor Gabriel did very well.
But Taylor Gabriel is going to play the same type of role he did last year, whereas Tyreek Hill is being asked to step into a larger role, and I don't think he can handle it.
I disagree with that.
Hey, look, Taylor Gabriel does need to. What I'm hoping, if I'm the Falcons,
I'll take Gabriel 8 rounds later.
I think they do need to incorporate Gabriel more into that offense. What he showed from week 8 on, he was one of the top yards per route run in the NFL last year. So he found the end zone like six times. You can't predict touchdowns like that. But still, kid's got a nose for it. So
I'm going to get him 7 to 8 rounds later. He's going to be in the same role as he is last year, whereas I don't think Hill can step up and do it.
I don't think Hill's a true number one, but have him as a number three wide receiver, I could see that.
But I'm saying he's being overdrafted. You know, I'd like him as a number three, too, but that's not where he's going to go.
He goes anywhere in the fourth to the fifth round. So I'll say this about Hill. I think he fits a certain roster construction.
Corey, you, sir, had a player you wanted to make. You didn't want to waste any time. You wanted to be able to go and strategically and have a long amount of time to tell us your players. Who were the most overdrafted player in 2017?
I think, I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying, because I think he's a good player and I think he has a good opportunity. I just don't like where he's being. He scares me because he's in that second round. You're going to have to draft him more than likely as an RB1, especially if you get a wide receiver in the first, and that's Jordan Howard. The sophomore slump with Howard, it worries me because you're looking at a player that the Chicago Bears are going to be a bad team. They were a bad team last year. Quarterback situation a little bit different this year. You start putting eight in the box to stop the kid up. You know, maybe he's not as hungry as it was last year. So I think Jordan Howard right now is being overdrafted. I think what he did last season was excellent. Listen, he ran with these kind of circumstances last year also. I just would temper my expectations on the sophomore running back playing on a bad team with a mid-tier offensive line.
So I think one thing I will say, I think the offensive line is a little better than
I got to agree.
I don't think it's a bad offensive line. I think it's a little
better. Pro Football Focus actually ranked them number one.
The Chicago Bears?
Yep.
They're not a mid-tier O-line?
They're pretty good.
PFF had them at one? Yep. Over to Cleveland and Oakland?
Yep.
Wow.
Interesting enough.
Who's running PFF nowadays? I don't know. Like I said,
that's a pretty good offensive line, though. That's the problem is with that team is, and Drew Howard was one of the guys I was thinking of for this segment too, is that it's not just a sophomore slump necessarily, but you know this team really, I don't think it's going to be able to challenge a lot of people with its passing game, and you know defenses are going to load up against the run, and they're going to be playing from behind.
Philadelphia is number one, Cleveland's number two, Pittsburgh three. They got Chicago at five.
Five. Okay.
Well, I tell you, my only concern with Jordan Howard really is
quarterback play.
The Mitchell Trubisky, mm-hmm. if he gets put in there, or I think Glennon could be good enough. You know, I don't think Glennon's ever going to be great.
Yeah,
but I think he does have some pieces there.
He can draw the bus.
Yeah, I think he got merited to show that he can be a one. I think Kendall Wright coming to them is a help. He is a veteran. Proven professional wide receiver, if you want to use that term here. So I think he helps him as well. So I think the Bears, as long as, and I think giving Trubisky a year on the bench is the best thing for him.
I agree.
But I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I mean, it's so hard for a rookie to spend all 16 games, for such an early rookie rather, to spend all 16 games on the bench. It just doesn't happen anymore.
I think Jay Ajayi getting overdrafted too, but that's another topic.
Yeah, I'm starting to get drunk on that. I don't own JJ yet anywhere, but I am going to start getting some shares.
What's the next question, Gregory?
Well, I want to hear Matt's overdrafted.
No, I'm sorry. I thought he gave it already.
He did not.
I apologize.
I mean, for me, it's Gronkowski, of course. Sure. I mean, that's the obvious one. If that's too obvious, I'll slide down, and I'll go with Spencer Ware. Because he goes in like the fifth round in most drafts, and I ain't buying it.
Nah, Spencer Ware whack.
At that point in time, other backs going. I mean, I'll take a shot on Cook. Cook's moving up my boards. I'll even take Carlos Hyde. I think that's a perfect spot for him in the fifth. I mean, Ty Montgomery, I'd rather have him. So I'm looking at guys that Ware's going. Even Tevin Coleman, I want over Spencer Ware.
We're killing the Chiefs this morning.
So there's I'm just making a point. One of the reasons why I have Kareem Hunt love. I don't think Kareem Hunt's going to be the greatest back ever and all that, but I think the opportunity is there for him. He doesn't need to be a bell cow. He's not that, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't need to happen there. He is going to play, and he's going to get opportunities.
Spencer Ware came in the NFL as a fullback and then became one of those fullbacks that they try to hand – molded to a halfback and it flamed out quickly.
All right, here's the next question, gentlemen. I'll go with Matty first here. You went last, the last one. Matt, give us a player that you're declaring here and now that you see yourself regretting having zero shares of.
Zero shares of. That's a tough. I mean, as of right now, I don't. As I just said, I JJ. Don't want to be shut out of JJ. Definitely want to have
something.
A couple of pieces of him. You know what? Emmanuel Sanders is a guy that I don't own anywhere, and you always look to somebody else that maybe has the higher upside. But Manny Sanders just does get it done year in and year out.
Sure.
So currently, when I look at my draft portfolio, I have zero shares in him. So right now, I'd say him.
Okay. Scotty, same question to you, sir. Give us a player that you're declaring here and now you can see yourself regretting having zero shares of.
Probably Golden Tate, because I'll probably get to some point where it's going to be a close decision between him and another player, and I'm going to go to the direction with more touchdowns. And even though I don't think he's going to score more than six, I think I'm going to regret those PPR catches and yardage, and I don't seem to end up with Tate anywhere every year.
Corey.
That's me, fantasy executive. How can I help you?
Same question.
What's the question?
Give us a player that you're declaring here and now that you regret you would regret having zero shares of.
More than likely, I'm not going to have no shares of Jordy Nelson. I just think it's always somebody that I like a little bit better when Nelson is on the board. Different way for me to go about it. So I'll probably end up regretting that because he'll probably score 30 touchdowns. So, but nah, Jordy's just a dude that don't end up on a lot of my teams. Maybe I'll get a chance to at some point this draft season. I kind of was doing my breaking down how many leagues I'll be in. I was looking, thinking about that yesterday. And, yeah, Jordy probably won't be on too many of them. I love Jordy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. And then Michael Thomas, too. I think, you know, I understand, you know, the love a lot of people got for Michael Thomas. But I think Michael Thomas is somebody that I'll be very underexposed to. And then I could end up, you know, missing out on 95 receptions.
For me, my guy would be Christian McCaffrey. I just think I'm going to find somebody I like more. And, you know, who knows what Christian McCaffrey could be this year. So for me, if I had to pick one, it would be Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Last one probably here of the day. Corey, give us a player that you're declaring here and now that you are only the only person at this table that likes this player.
I'm the only person at the table that likes the player?
Yeah.
If I like him, Scott gonna like him, so he'll like him next week.
I don't like Isaiah Crowell as much as you do.
You gonna have him on like three teams. Eric Swoop.
Eric Swoop. Scott, same question to you, sir.
Capri Bibbs.
Capri.
Somebody that's not going to play.
It's San Francisco. Somebody told him.
Capri Bibbs is the guy?
San Francisco, they're going to end up throwing him to him out of the backfield, and he could end up being a late round
Capri pick. Bibbs is not going to make this team.
I'm not Who too sure
the,
about that.
Do you remember the guy on Cleveland last year you told me I should be drafting instead of Isaiah Crowell?
No.
Oh, God, what was this guy's name?
I don't remember the guy's
name. I got to ask Florida. You banged the table and said I should be drafting him instead of Isaiah Crowell. I was like, out of you, he didn't make the team. Capri Bibbs is the next guy. Bodica, guy that you like that nobody else on this panel likes.
I'm going to go with a guy late, Robert Turbin.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're right about that. Nobody else likes him.
I think everybody's saying Marlon Mack's the guy. I think Turbin proved last season in Indianapolis. At some point, Frank Gore, it has to end.
Sure.
So I think if anybody's going to jump in and take that role, it's possibly Robert Turbin. I think they will make some things there.
Jake Seeley from Deep goes, Greg, it was Terrell Watson who Scott told me to draft over Isaiah Crowell. There you go. Nice
Jake
job,
just Jake Seeley.
Love it. My guy, by the way, is much higher than that. My guy's going to be Fat Rob. I'll get in on Fat Rob.
You going to get in on Fat Rob?
I'll get in on Fat Rob.
Yo, he could be the starting running back.
Correct. And nobody at this table wants him, and that's fine. Come back.
Sam Piron, say it again, I'll blow your mind.
You got to stop saying that.
I got to do nothing except stay a Kiss fan and die.
What is happening? We're going to come back. I'm going to see how many players in the top 10 in Wimbledon that we can name. We're wrapping the show. Come up next.
Hey, fantasy nerds, here's a question for you. What do mozzarella sticks and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network have in common? They're both awesome apps. But seriously, download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app right now and get all your favorite shows and fantasy advice at the touch of a tiny icon on your screen. Snapchat and Instagram aren't going to help you win a fantasy football title, but the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app will. So go get it now on Google Play and iTunes.
Wimbledon has begun. Probably the Big Tennis Major, perhaps the biggest tournament of the year, arguably. Okay. How many of the top five ranked tennis players can we name? So I have the list in front of me because I was
Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic is the number two seeded player.
Oh, I was going to say Djokovic too. So you stole my stole my guy, Kirilenko.
Kirilenko plays basketball, which you know. So.
Oh. How about Murray?
Andy Murray, number one overall seed.
Oh, that's nice good. Shot. Matt
good
Madika.
Matt's on this, this panel. All right, you've got the top two. Can you name the next three?
Is Federer still up there?
Roger Federer, number three.
All right, there that's you good. Go. You're getting them done in order now. Let me go with Sampson.
PP Jaffers hasn't played.
No, I said Samson. They don't got a dude named Samson?
No.
No, sorry.
That's a phone.
Samson, Scott. Samson. S-A-M-P-S-O-N.
No, he did not. I'm looking very little. Glad to do. Anything from this side of the room could shoot me in the grave.
They
are gettable.
Certainly, oh, like you know, if you didn't have the paper in front of you, like
I definitely would have got. I would have gotten four. I would have gotten four or five. Matt's got the first three. I would have gotten all those. I would have gotten number four as well. I wouldn't have gotten five, which is Stan Marenko, by the way, which you probably don't even know who he is. Number four, Matt. Come on, you can do this. You've gotten Federer, you've gotten Murray, and you've gotten Djokovic. I feel like you're just missing one guy. Just silence. Okay. Well, the answer we're looking for was Rafael Nadal.
Okay, yeah, we should have got that.
I knew that.
That was the obvious one.
Nadal was an obvious one. Mm-hmm. I know Scott's going to complete.
I mean, I got
silent.
Three. I didn't think I was going to get three.
Yeah, I couldn't get any of them.
All right, well, I would do the women, but you won't get any of them.
I might get the Williams sisters.
Yeah, Williams sisters.
Well, Serena's pregnant. She's not pregnant.
Serena's pregnant.
Okay. Venus is ranked number 10.
It wasn't me.
Is the Russian girl still up there?
The Russian what?
Which one?
Russian girl.
Oh, oh.
What's her name? Sharapova.
Sharapova's not. I think she might still be.
I thought Matt said something else.
She's still suspended.
She's still suspended?
She's still suspended. I'm assuming the only woman you'll know in here is Caroline Wozniacki.
I know.
Rory McIlroy's ex-girlfriend, among a very good tennis player. Alina Svitolina is number four. Karolina Pliskova is number three. Simona Halep. Oh, she's a very good player. She's number two. And Angelique Kerber is number one.
Yeah, one and two I would never get.
Yeah. That was
who you think going to win?
I think women or men?
The men's.
Federer.
And the women's?
I'll go with a lot.
All right. I'm cool with that. I take your advice.
All right. Corey.
Yo.
Coming up next, the final edition of the Old School Fantasy Hour.
Yeah, that's right. The three-man team, myself, the OGs are getting broken up today. Myself, Matt Medica and the homie George Kurtz, the final OGs, final old school fantasy. Had a couple drafts. I saw a draft board from over the weekend, an expert MFL 10. Want to go over that. I also was in a draft over the weekend. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll start to get you ready for the debut of the new Fantasy Football Frenzy Wednesday morning, beginning at 9 a.m. East. We'll have myself, Matt Medica, and Jake Seeley, the new crew, taking it right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And you know, we already have the show has already been booked for Wednesday.
There you go.
Yes.
So that's it. Remember, tomorrow morning, the Roto Experts in the morning are not on. We are off tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, we begin at our new time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We go 7 to 9. Cincata and Angle are no more. Scott, do you have any final thoughts on Cincata and Angle?
No, it was fun working with Tony for some months there. So there you had a good time.
So there you go, Scott. Now you're stuck with us forever.
Fly the flag.
And there you go.
And that's going to do it. Coming up next, final time. It's the Old School Fantasy Hour. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a tremendous July 4th. Stay safe. Don't blow up your hands. And enjoy the fireworks, people. Get in the sun. It's gorgeous out. For Matt Modica, for Scott Angle, who's sticking his tongue out at me. Ugh. And for Corey Parson, my name is Greg Sussman. Please don't do that. We'll see you on Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Roto Experts. Bye-bye.